Some unexpected news overnight in the US oil price. The price of a barrel of crude has fallen below zero. It fell as low as minus $37 US and 63 cents. That's the latest consequence of the economic shutdowns, because nobody's going anywhere. There's far too much oil sitting around being unused. Well, that's in the eyes of oil producers anyway. Bob McNally is the president of consulting firm the Rapidan Energy Group and former national security aide on energy matters for US President George W. Bush. Bob McNally, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good to be with you, Fran. Good morning to you.
Bob, in the past few hours, the oil price has dipped to below zero. Did you ever think you'd see such a thing?
We did see that coming. Folks have been talking about negative prices for quite some time. We've seen that actually in natural gas, in physical markets in the United States. So we've seen the phenomenon in recent years, although we haven't seen it yet in crude oil. But as the storage kept on filling up and it became clear that demand was falling much faster than supply, it became a mathematical certainty that, you know, prices would have to fall into the single digits, and then some people speculated negative prices. So it's not a complete surprise to everybody.
So just describe for me what negative pricing means. I mean, obviously on the face of it, it means producers are literally paying buyers to take oil off their hand. But is that happening? Would that happen?
That is exactly what happened. So we're talking about the price technically for the May futures contract, which is about to expire. And so this has not happened for the June or the other prices. They are above still $20 a barrel. But if you are if you have oil and you bring it to Cushing, right now, you're going to have to pay someone to take it away. There's no storage available in Cushing unless you've secured it. It's been there's some physical capacity left, but the contracts or the rights to have storage have been sold off. So there are people who have a lot of oil they can't get rid of, and they have to pay someone to take it off their hands.
If they can't pay someone to take it off their hands, if no one wants to store this oil for some reason, then what happens? They open the taps and let it out?
Well, no. What has to happen is somebody has to get you out of the contract, right? You have this obligation.
But I mean, in terms of production, can you just stop production?
Oh yes, that's exactly what happens. This is the signal to the producers: is you must stop production. But it takes a while. You just don't go to off. It's not like a sink where you just turn the faucet. It takes a while. It's not a coordinated type of thing. So, you know, if we step back for a second, negative prices or very low prices, even in the single digits, are the market at work. It's the price mechanism telling producers, hey, cut it out. Stop producing. We have nowhere to store and nowhere to refine your crude on planet Earth. So in a way, this is just a brutal but effective way that the market works.
And is this happening outside of the US? Is it happening in Iraq? Is it happening in Saudi Arabia?
It's not negative prices yet. So Brent prices, which is sort of the benchmark outside the US most of the world uses, are still at $26 a barrel. But, you know, the US is just filling up first, right? The prices we're talking about for the WTI contract of crude are delivered in Cushing, Oklahoma, which is a landlocked area in the Midwest of the United States. Out in the rest of the world, there's still some more storage available. So things aren't as dire, if you will, right now. But the rest of the world is going to fill up as well. And so I do expect anyway, Brent prices around the world are gonna move lower. The whole structure of prices are going to move lower.
What does this mean, well, not just for oil companies, but particularly for countries like Iraq that are completely dependent on the price of oil?
It's a complete disaster for a country like Iraq, countries like Russia. Now, Russia is less dependent than Iraq. It gets about 40% of its budget revenues. But still, this is a black swan, a black and terrible swan. This can make inflation worse. This can make it hard for you to pay salaries of people. You can have protests. We see this in Alberta and Texas and other oil states. It is an unmitigated disaster.
And Bob, is it all about the pandemic? Is it all, I mean, for instance, in Australia, we're watching one of our major airlines, Virgin, on the brink of collapse. Worldwide, the airline industry has ground to a halt. Is it all because things like aeroplanes aren't flying, people aren't going anyplace, factories are closed down? Is that what's caused this?
It is. It's about 90% the demand problem from the coronavirus, an unprecedented collapse in a very short period of time of about 25% of global oil demand. We just haven't seen that. But there is some element of the failure of supply control. You know, in the past, if you will, if we use a fire analogy, when fires like this happen, you want a fire department to come and put it out. That's what OPEC used to do and this new OPEC Plus. But this fire, the coronavirus fire, if you will, the demand collapse is so big that it not only was so bit too big for OPEC Plus to solve, but it forced them to dissolve. They left in acrimony, and they increased production in April. So in a way, they poured gasoline on the fire in the month of April. Now they're back to cooperating again, but it's too little, unfortunately, too late to prevent the fire from consuming, if you will, inventories, to stretch that metaphor a bit.
If OPEC slashed again, would that make any difference, or there's just it's the lack of demand that is the complete problem here, really?
It's the lack of demand. In terms of OPEC Plus cutting again, they could help us accelerate the cleaning up later on this year, right? But look, if we have to have restrictions around the world in the second half of this year, if, God forbid, this virus has worse to send us in terms of economic activity being crushed, then anything OPEC Plus does is not really going to be useful. If, however, we're lucky enough to crawl out of this later half in the year, OPEC Plus can get us out faster.
Bob McNally, thank you very much for joining us.
Great to be with you. Have a great day.
Bob McNally, president of consulting firm the Rapidan Energy Group and former national security aide on energy matters for the US President George W. Bush. Looks like cheaper petrol prices, even cheaper still, might be coming to a Bowser near you.